This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today on the program, we have Erica Allen, the founder and CEO of Strategic Development and Programs for Urban Growers Collective, and the president of Green Era Educational, NFP, and co-owner of Green Era Sustainability Partners. Erica is here with us today to talk about how Green Era is launching soon and will transform a 9-acre vacant brownfield on the south side of Chicago into a renewable energy facility and green oasis for economic empowerment, clean energy, fresh produce, and vibrant communities. You got to like the sounds of this. And Erica, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really excited to share a little bit about what we're up to at the Green Era campus.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. Thanks for your time and for your efforts as well. So now we've been hearing a lot of buzz about Green Era Campus. So what actually inspired this huge undertaking? Let's start things off with that today.
The work that I've been privileged to be leading and part of for the last 23 years, technically, has been around creating a community food system. So the idea of a community food system is that we're all involved in place-based food production and food security, which of course leads to food sovereignty and the ability to make sure that we don't have hunger, that we have renewable systems that people in their own environments are in control of, that have agency of, and therefore sovereignty. So all of that led really kind of organically to be kind of funny, just to say we're talking about our sustainability and regenerative agriculture, and really all of that leads to needing energy. And when we look at energy, we think about energy in terms of the fertility that's needed to grow plants as well as fuel.
And Erica, speaking of which, what is Green Era's mission? Get into the details there. I'm sure that would be helpful as well.
So that mission is around generating renewable natural gas from food waste, and also providing fertility, compost, soil that we can feed and create opportunities for more production. So we think about where we get in, whether it's large scale precision agriculture, or growing food in your backyard or on your porch. You need fertility. The plants that grow the food that we know we need to put in our bodies are built by what is in the soil. So, my dad kind of coined the term, it's all about the soil, and creating opportunities to use natural systems to produce that fertility, that energy for our plants to grow, that we control and that's local and natural, and also the fuel to operate vertical farms, to do production using those same systems, but using technology, green technology, to the benefit and support of those sustainable regenerative systems. So that's our mission, is to divert food waste that currently is going into landfills into a larger scale. I look at our anaerobic digester as anaerobic composting. It's just on a large scale and really creating these both environmental and economic impacts on the south side of Chicago, because we're diverting food waste from landfills that are near where people live, where my community lives, and where there's environmental justice issues. So rather than my role as a leader is to not just point out those issues. We have many partners in our work who actively work against having entities in their communities that create environmental harm. We have created a solution for mitigating that issue, and also creating opportunities for more food production because of the fertility, which is just the byproduct of breaking that food waste down. So that's our mission. It's not a little one. Well, it's a big one.
I'd say so. Quite a huge undertaking. And we really commend you for all the efforts here and looking forward to following the journey looking ahead. Now, tell me also, what will the Green Era Campus offer to the local community? Touch on that if you would.
I mean, that is why it's in the Auburn-Gresham community as an economic development catalyst, as a way to really create pathways with Urban Growers Collective. Our mission is to create pathways for our community to be able to flourish. And so having this kind of campus in the community where young people and folks of all generations can participate in both the diversion of food waste out of our landfills, but also learning and growing up with this technology in a way that is kind of gives us the jump start for our young people to begin thinking about careers within within green technology and sustainability in the age of climate change, but also just to help to innovate. I'm a strong proponent and really come out of a school of community intelligence of really valuing the ways that people have learned and have retained their connections to the earth and how to grow food, how to, you know, build systems and you know, innovate with limited resources. The fact that we were able to invest, this is a $35 million digester that doesn't include any of the community facing elements, which will be a vertical farm, climate infrastructure, green infrastructure that is using indigenous plants, a community education center, and a retail store where folks can have food access from all economic levels, and also to showcase new entrepreneurial products that are all related to greening, sustainability, and innovation. And this is strategic to invest in a community that is has been historically underinvested in, and to activate something that could and will bring economic prosperity without creating additional challenges, extraction and other things that we're trying to turn the tables on so that we can also address some of these historical inequities.
Well, Erica, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. Looking forward to hearing more. We're speaking with Erica Allen, the founder and CEO of Strategic Development and Programs for Urban Growers Collective and the president of Green Era Educational NFP and co-owner of Green Era Sustainability Partners. And she's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, we also hear that the campus includes an anaerobic digester. What is an anaerobic digester and how does it make Chicago a more sustainable city?
That is such a great question. So, and I realized too, I'm so used to saying AD or anaerobic digestion. Basically, an anaerobic digester is just meaning without air. So it's breaking down. If listeners are familiar with composting or have ever done composting, one of the things that you do is you kind of pitchfork, flip the material, a good ratio of carbon and nitrogen, and then CO2 gets mixed in there, and that really kind of activates the breakdown of the waste, the organic materials with the carbon material. The CO2 is sort of like when you fan a fire, it helps to activate that reaction. So think of that, and then imagine doing that without oxygen, without CO2. So the anaerobic digestion is just a contained digestion process that is in a big silo with a, it looks like kind of like an ice cream maker with like the blade that turns real slow with this sort of oatmeal, loose oatmeal consistency that the facility breaks down the food waste, gets injected into I call it an ice cream maker, but it's not, it's a digester, slowly stirring that material with all kinds of microorganisms eating all of that food waste. And as they process the food waste, they're releasing methane. And just the natural chemical reaction of that food waste is releasing methane. And so that's captured at the top of the facility of that silo and then kind of siphoned off, and it goes through a filtration process and then gets injected into the gas pipeline. So similar to like a solar array on your house, like you're feeding the grid. So that's basically how this works. And after the food waste has been broken down, it comes back into the facility and gets pressed. And then those solids that are left, we then take and we grow food in. We mix some carbon, depending on the intensity or what, how people are going to use that material, which we're in the process of determining the different grades of material, the intensity of the energy, because there's a lot of energy in this material, even after it's been broken down, to grow more food in. So it's truly a circular economy. It's using this technology that that is pretty simple when you break it down to make sure that we're not contributing to climate change by allowing that methane to contribute to what's in our atmosphere. We want to mitigate and not have as much methane released to slow down the impacts of climate change. So this is a small way that we can contribute to that, and that the campus is an opportunity for other communities that we're in relation with to replicate and learn and build a network of small hubs that are able to be energy self-sufficient and contribute to the local food shed is the vision, and what we have set our sights on contributing to our community and our nation as a whole.
Erica, again, we really do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on the program, and I'm sure you've jazzed up the interest of the audience. Where can listeners go to learn more about this huge undertaking there in Chicago?
We have two websites, so listeners can sign up for our newsletters through our website, urbangrowerscollective.org and greenerachicago.com. Please reach out and sign up for those newsletters. We share a lot of information, and we'll be, once the summer season here in Chicago opens up, probably in June, we'll be having tours. So if folks are in Chicago and want to come through and see any of our sites, all of that information is on the website. And of course, we have not-for-profit needs, so folks are excited about this work. We are always looking for donors and folks who want to support the innovative work that we are privileged to lead.
And of course, listeners, draw your attention to the show notes where you can pick up this link and other information as well. Erica, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Erica Allen, the founder and CEO of Strategic Development and Programs for Urban Growers Collective and the president of Green Era Educational NFP and co-owner of Green Era Sustainability Partners. And for all the details, visit either greenerachicago.com or urbangrowerscollective.org. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.